Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon, everybody, to another afternoon show. Marks and Reese, what day of the week is it there, Ike Reese?
Well, it would be Wednesday. Happy Wednesday, brother.
You're damn right. Even after a loss, it's still a happy Wednesday.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
And you know what else it is like? Today is the first day where you realize that it is going to get cold, that it's not going to be in the 50s and low 60s for the rest of the winter. The winter is here. They're predicting a very cold month, and we felt that today. So it's coming. Christmas is coming. Hanukkah's coming. And the Eagles and the Rams are coming on Sunday. And Ike, I'm just going to flat ask you right away. All right, because we turned the page. All right, I don't want to talk about the Seahawks, but people can still bitch about it. Mm-hmm. But is this a must-win game on Sunday? Is this a must-win? The Eagles don't win this game on Sunday, that there should be real concerns, and they're not going to the Super Bowl.
I'm not ready to go there just yet. Not yet. Not yet. Not yet. Not ready to go there yet. It is a big game Sunday. It is a big game Sunday. It is an important game Sunday for multiple reasons that we'll get into why it's important. And but it's not at must win yet.
It's not must win yet. So let me go through your thinking right here. So they lose on Sunday. They lose to the Rams, a team that's directly behind them in the playoff race. Mm-hmm. Three games to play after that against the Giants. And I'm not going to say that the Eagles will lose to the Giants. So I'm forget about that. But then they have the Raiders and the Cowboys, both teams that are going to be fighting for playoff spots. Two difficult games. I don't care if they're at home. And if this team's playing poorly and losing games, I don't really like the look of those games. So still not a must win, though.
Not a must win. Must play better, but not a must win. Because, see, part of me agrees with what your logic is behind the whole must win theory and playing well and going into the playoffs on sort of a positive note and playing your best. That is certainly important. I won't minimize that. But, John, this is a game they could play well and still lose.
Yeah, no, they could. They could. Tough spot, good coach, good quarterback, good defense,
team,
Todd Gurley.
Yeah.
They protect the quarterback. Maurice Jones-Drew coming up at 3 o'clock. He does the color commentating for the radio broadcast. And I want to ask him.
MJD.
Because when you see how many times a guy's been sacked, right?
Mm-hmm.
That could be, well, they have a good offensive line, or it could be like with Eli Manning, he just gets the ball out of his hands and you don't even have a chance to sack him. He's been sacked 20 times this year. He's not going to be the same problem that Russell Wilson was, because you can send blitzers and get to him and he can make a miss and then he'll make you pay.
Yeah, he's not going to run around a whole lot. That's not what he's going to do. Offensive line is not nearly as bad as it is in Seattle. And part of their offense is getting the ball out of his hands quick.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, I mean, he is a different type of quarterback. I mentioned it yesterday, and I'll say it again today. Goff, I believe, is a better pure passer than Carson Wentz. Yeah, exactly. Goff is a better pure passer than Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz is a different type of quarterback than Goff.
Mm.
Carson Wentz is a Ben Roethlisberger type of quarterback. Still a very good quarterback. Mm-hmm. Still a quarterback that'll win a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Goff
mm-hmm.
is more of a, I'm not going to say Aaron Rodgers, but a guy that throws a better ball than Wentz. He just does. He throws a better ball. He throws a better deep ball than Wentz. I believe he's more accurate. He looks like he's more. He's a better pure passer. Doesn't mean he's a better quarterback. I certainly wouldn't take him over Carson Wentz, because I think Carson has the intangibles that we're looking for.
Right.
But Jared Goff, for a lot of the people out there that don't think he's good, he's good.
Yeah, if you haven't had a chance to watch him play this year, what you really have to do is get last year out of your mind. You just do. And what you saw from him last year in that offense wasn't very pretty. Didn't look like it was worthy of him being the number one overall pick in the draft.
I called him a bust at some point.
Yeah, I'm sure everybody did. I did too. I mocked him and did everything else. But the one thing that I think everyone would say is going back prior to that 2017 draft, Jared Goff was the consensus number one overall pick in the draft.
Yeah.
Like the Rams didn't necessarily, they didn't reach on him. Everybody going into that draft had Goff as the number one pick in the draft. Now, the Eagles may have preferred Wentz more than they did Goff. And a lot of the separation or the difference when people would prefer one over the other, if that were the case, was that Goff played in sort of a college offense, spread offense.
Spread, yeah.
One read type of an offense. And Wentz was a guy that went to the line of scrimmage, made checks at the line of scrimmage, was more or less more pro-ready than Jared Goff was. He was more equipped to step in, and his game suited the NFL from a play caller's perspective. Goff had to learn how to play from under the center, timing routes with receivers, three-step, five-step drop, all those things that he didn't do at Cal. Carson did these things at North Dakota State.
Definitely more ready to go and had a better support system. And you look at what Goff came into the NFL with a Rams team that Jeff Fisher, for all the experience he has in the league, he is not a good head coach.
He's never been a quarterback coach.
No, he hasn't.
He even had Steve McNair running around making plays with his legs.
Yeah, exactly.
It wasn't McNair didn't make plays from the pocket.
Well, it's going to be a tough game because well-coached, good quarterback, real. You're talking about top-end running back Todd Gurley. Underrated skill guys. For what they want to do on that team, they have some good speed. They want to throw deep. You had said this before the show. They do a lot of things that you saw last year with the Redskins. And what do you remember about DeSean Jackson with the Redskins?
Bombs away!
Beating Eagles over the top. So that's something they're going to have to account for right there. Going to be a tough game. Ike says it's not a must win. I'll say this. If they lose on Sunday, they're not going to the Super Bowl. If they lose on Sunday, my 70% certainty ratio rate average percentage goes down quite a bit.
I'm going hot take with that one.
They better win on Sunday, Ike.
If they don't win Sunday, we're not going to the Super Bowl.
We are not going to the Super Bowl. You knock yourself out of having a bye. Because now the Rams have a tiebreaker on you.
Right.
Head-to-head. You can't get that back.
Right.
All right? You lose a common game to the Vikings, and that's one of the tiebreakers that you need to improve with the Vikings. Plus, and obviously it depends on what the Vikings do this week against Carolina. That's a tough matchup. But if the Eagles lose, this is a must-win game. This is a must-win game if I've ever seen a must-win game. Doesn't mean the season's over, Ike Reese.
Right.
But if they lose on Sunday,
you think Super Bowl hopes are over.
You can kiss going up to beautiful St. Paul, Minneapolis. Goodbye.
I'm going to tell you what'll get awfully loud outside of us crying down here in Philly. We can't beat a good team.
Nope.
That'll get even louder. If you think you're hearing it right now, yeah, we go out there and lose to the Rams, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm taking off Monday if they lose on Sunday. You're going to have to deal with it. Julio can work with you on Monday. 888-729-9494. 888-729-9494. Agree or disagree? Must-win game on Sunday. It's also our Twitter poll of the day. And that's brought to you by Rosenbaum & Associates. If you've been injured in an accident, remember Rosenbaum. Real easy. Even Ben Livingston can't screw this question up on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Right? At Marks Reese WIP. Yes or no for the must-win game on Sunday? And we will get deeply into that. Now, I'll give you a caveat with this. It doesn't mean that they're not a good team or that they're Doug needs to be fired or Carson Wentz isn't any good.
Hell no.
It doesn't mean that.
Right.
It just means that you're hurting yourself if you lose another game. You started the season 10-1, and now all of a sudden you're 10-3. And a lot of that has to do with how good the conference is at the top end of the conference. There's a couple good teams up there with their record.
I'm telling you, when you go up against better competition and you don't succeed, you know, beating inferior talent starts to mean very little. Yeah, you beat those teams. Anybody can beat those teams. But when you had to play somebody good, look what happened.
Yeah.
So that's what you'll start hearing. That's what you'll start hearing. And although I don't believe their Super Bowl hopes will be over, I do believe the majority of people will feel the same exact way you feel.
Yes.
We're not going to the Super Bowl. We may go to the playoffs because we're in the NFC East and we're going to win the NFC East because you only need to win one more game to win the NFC East. So you're just about assured to go to the playoffs. But then it becomes, who am I matched up against in the playoffs?
Then it becomes matchups.
Yeah.
Strictly. It becomes matchups. No, I mean, it would be a lot worse than just, oh, well, we're not going to go to the Super Bowl if they lose they lose on Sunday. At least with the fan base and the Marks and Reese show and WIP, people would be pissed. People would be upset. I mean, yeah, we had a couple people yesterday and on Monday say, like, screaming and yelling.
Yeah.
Levi from Overbrook screaming and yelling yesterday.
Don't start Levi this early, man. It's the first segment.
So what, 45 seconds he's on the line?
Exactly. You know that's a trigger, man. You know that's a trigger.
Actually, think about it. But my point is that some people are already
freaking out.
Already being like, you can't lose a game like that. That was a measuring stick game. And I stopped them, right? And I'll calm people down if they were end up losing to the Rams on Sunday. And I'd say, no, hold on a second. This is still a good team. They're still going to have to win some games. Let's see what they can do.
Right.
But what I'm saying is my percentage of 70% going there, no.
You don't believe it. Yeah, you say they're not going to the Super Bowl.
They're not going to the Super Bowl. It's not going to be their year.
Well, we got that to get into. A lot of Wentz and golf to get into. How about that, Johnny Marks? The battle of the number one, number two overall picks from the 2017 draft. It's America's game this week on Fox, so it's nationally televised. This is a big-time matchup, man.
It's not Dick Stockton. It's Buck and Aikman.
Yeah, we're not getting Dick Stockton Sunday. No, hell no.
No, but here's the other cool thing, right? Goff and Wentz, for being 1-2, they weren't the prospects that Winston and Mariota were 1-2.
Right.
They were the better prospects.
I don't even know if they were the prospects that Luck and RG3 was.
No, definitely not.
Remember, they were 1-2.
Big time.
Yeah.
So Winston, Mariota, before the season, most people would have said, oh, Winston and Mariota are the better prospects. Right now?
No.
No,
I'd take both of these guys over those two.
I would, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mariota kind of, after I drafted him in fantasy.
So did I.
Did you? Oh, that's right, you did. Oh, Mike, what's he doing? What you doing, Mariota? You're throwing interceptions.
I got Wentz in the 11th round, though.
So how about that? Goff, Wentz, so much better than Winston and Mariota. But you have to watch it, because last year we would have said the other way.
Yeah.
God, the NFL is tricky.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.